ready and giving us some background for tomorrow's program that's going to be held at the Interplayers. It's called Global Soundings, Six Extraordinary Acoustical Artists in Concert, and those artists include James Staley from New York, Dan Sen from Tacoma, Warren Burt from Australia, Jaap Blanc from Holland, Trimpen from Seattle, and Johannes Schmidt-Sistermans from Germany. That program will be held tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Interplayers building, South 174 Howard in Spokane. There'll be a reception at 6 o'clock. For more information, you can call 624-2615 to find out more about that program. I'm Jan Munsted, and in the studio with me right now are two of those artists that will be performing tomorrow night. In the studio with me, I have Warren Burt from Australia and also Jaap Blanc from Holland. And they're going to tell you some more about tomorrow night's program. Welcome.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, I'm Warren Burt, and tomorrow night at Interplayers, we'll be doing a rather unusual program. It's rather unexpected. In fact, we've been just planning it ourselves today. There are all sorts of things that will be happening in it. Dan Sen from Tacoma makes rather wonderful acoustical instruments with all sorts of, say, very tightly stretched strings and little tiny pendulums that hit the strings and vibrate. Very, very beautiful acoustical instruments that he sets into motion in various ways. Johannes Schmidt-Sistermans is playing a monochord, a 39-string instrument with all the strings tuned to the same note, so he can get a lot of overtones. So the overtone singing that we just heard from the Tuven people, he's getting those same sorts of overtones with all these strings on this instrument. And James Staley is a master on the trombone. Very, very wonderful player, and he actually does a lot of overtone playing with the trombone as well. Trimpen will be bringing his wonderful IPP contraption from Seattle. This is a device which sits above a grand piano with the lid taken off, and through the use of computer and solenoids, lowers various objects onto the strings at various times, changing the sound of the piano, which is actually played by a computer. So it's the world's ultimate player piano, and he can actually change the sound of the piano. I do a lot of things with my voice, with extended vocal techniques, and also with my computer and with a set of tuning forks I've built. And later in this half hour, we'll actually hear an example of the tuning forks that I've built. And with us, we also have, of course, Jaap Blanc, who is one of the world masters of extended vocal techniques and sound poetry.
Hi, Warren. Yes, I'm Jaap Blanc. Thank you. Sound poetry, which may be a term not very familiar to many of you, but there's a tradition in it, of which I couldn't give a few brief examples.
It's really old, right? Sound poetry is not, say, invented in the past 5 years.
Sometimes people ask me if it was older sound poetry or poetry, and then I say I can prove that sound poetry is older than poetry, because suppose there was somebody who was the first poet, then in his youth he would have been a sound poet before he could speak, because sound poetry is the art of making poetry with not with words, but with made-up words in self-invented languages, in any kind of sounds a voice can make. At least since the beginning of this century, people began to publish sound poems. I have one here by the Russian futurist poet Velimir Khlebnikov, and he made a poem called Blagovesht Umu, which means the bells of reason, and he made it by taking the Russian word for reason, and putting all sorts of short words before it. So he got new words, non-existing words, like beyond reason, after reason, down reason, and so on. It's from 1921, and I'll do a brief excerpt of it. Start the bell ringing of reason. Here you have bell and rope. Isum. so far, except from Chlebnikov. At the same time, the Italian futurists were making poems. For instance, Marinetti made poems. For instance, he mixed the story of a battle with the sounds of guns, cannons, and so he had sounds like crack, crack, stretch, and so on, mixed with how the story of how the battle went. Then you had the Zurich Dadaist in the Cabaret Voltaire in Zurich in 1916, where Hugo Ball found that the normal speaking language or the language of literature was had become a vehicle of only clichés. So he tried to make sound poems in self-invented languages. For instance, one that goes like This one is entitled Seepferdchen und Flugfische, Seahorses and Flying Fish. So at least he gave them German titles, maybe, well, to make them a little bit more accessible or to indicate the character of a piece. Another German at that time was Rudolf Blümner. He was an actor with the Munich Chamber Theater, and he said actors in his time were too much concerned with only the meaning of language and not with the sound. So he wrote a monologue, which goes, an excerpt again, from 1921. Angulaina bobando, yo, angulaina shuyulo, yo, angulaina just chong, taila, taila. Sia enionia lulia lulule, yula lule, yale, yale, yule, yulu, angulaina gbam, yo, angulaina, niume, angulaina, edue, angulaina, angulaina, la, laina, la, la. Now, yes, it's a serious single way, a cheerio, trevor, cheerio, niume, yola, silue, bobando, yo, alesilue, shuyulo, yo, alesilue, just chong, taila, taila. And then from the same period, there's the famous Ursonata, or Sonata in Primordial Sounds by Kurt Schwitters, of which I'll again do a fragment. In fact, the four main themes of the first movement. Fims bovetetse u pagif quie. Dedesen rrrr iem piftilfto til jika. Rinsik et baby in skarmud, zi wanted your in skarmud, ak et baby.
What's interesting about that piece is that some of those themes weren't actually written by Schwitters. He borrowed them from his friend Raoul Hausmann.
Yeah, there's the story that they went to, I think this was in 1920, 21, they went to Prague from Berlin on a train and to do some, to read some of the poetry. And at that time, Schwitters heard for the first time two so-called poster poems by Hausmann. One of them went, Fünfbovete, Tzeu, Begif, Mü. And he was so delighted with this on the way back from Prague to Berlin on the train. He was, for hours on end, he kept reciting this in all different ways. So the story goes, and the only thing Hausmann tells this in his autobiography, he says, well, it was getting a bit too much.
Yeah, I heard that Hausmann was really angry that Schwitters had put this piece in a very classical sonata form, and his idea was that the syllables should be in nonsense form as well, nonsense syllables in nonsense form.
Yes, that's true. Schwitters worked for more than 10 years on the piece and gave it a classical form, which in the Dada context, the Dadaists were against all great art, he could never have made that. So in a way, he took it out of Dada and made it into art with a big A.
Mm-hmm. You've got a number of CDs out. Why don't we hear an excerpt from one of the CDs that you've got out?
Yeah, that's a piece which has is based actually on a short piece of sound poetry which sound a bit like French, but it's made up words. And I took this sentence and wrote the instrumental parts to it. Peixe que tá, meu de barro, seu tapio, tanjo, já mancante, já cobrito, tanta corpo, chora, já fantão, já frio, seu crime, a dar a grisse e peixe. Peixe que tá, meu de barro, seu tapio, tanjo, já mancante, já cobrito, tanta corpo, chora, já fantão, já frio, seu crime, a dar a grisse e peixe.
J'ai avant. Caribbean, Macor, ici, chape, chiquita, mère du pas, mon cher tapis, ou te jure, j'en manque un, chaque au but, t'as un confusion, un vieux ventan, bien plus, autant cri, mère d'Aragusi, pis! Ah! J'ai le logar, j'ai un rire! Caboutipé! Tiens! Mais chiquita, mère du pas, mon cher tapis, ou te jure, j'en manque un, chaque au but, t'as un confusion, vieux ventan, bien plus, autant cri, mère d'Aragusi, pis!
Jaap Blanc and his trio Brakstal, and performing a piece off their CD. My name is Warren Bird. I'm one of the performers on Global Soundings tomorrow evening at Interplayers, and Jaap Blanc, another of the performers, is here as well.
Yes.
And you got into you've been improvising with your voice for a long time.
Yeah, but it took several years before I got into that, because I used to improvise on the saxophone and look for all kinds of unusual sounds and noises on that instrument. And I was performing older sound poetry. People kept asking me, why don't you write pieces of their own? Well, the older pieces were so good, I didn't dare at first. But then one afternoon it happened that I was listening to an old free jazz record from the 60s by Archie Shepp on tenor saxophone, and he got into a duo with trombone player Russell Rudd, and they got real heated up, and I started improvising with it like this.
Boom, 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 boom
You will listen to Obla Boom Bum, a kind of Dutch treatment of early bebop by my band Splinks. So I'll ask Warren now. Up to now, we've only heard voice with no electronics being used at all. But you are very much into using electronics on the voice, aren't you?
That's right. I've been doing extended vocal techniques myself for about 25 years, and I've also been doing electronic music for that length of time. And so they did make a crossover. I've done a number of pieces where I've made the sounds myself, recorded things like into computers and then use computers to modify them. The piece that I'll play now as an example of that has an interesting story. An old German friend, composer Felix Werder, who's 75 years old this year, happy birthday, Felix, was coming over and we were going to work on my computer together, and I'd just gotten this piece of software for my computer that enabled you to stretch the voice out to many times its original length. So I said, "G'day, Felix," in good Australian fashion, and stretched it out so that when he came in, what I wanted the computer to do was go, "G'day, Felix." But what happened was, this was an early version of the software, and it didn't deal with noise very well, so the "f" of Felix became a stream of little notes, and I noticed that happened with everybody. At this time, I was being very amused by the fact that Melbourne was the second most languaged city on the planet, something like 114 languages spoken within the bounds of the city, and then I began counting among my friends who I knew, and there were about 35 languages there just with my friends, so I got them all into my studio to record various things. For example, you'll hear near the end of the piece Julian Yu from Beijing doing Chinese tongue twisters, Gudrun Markovsky from Mainz doing German tongue twisters, Vineta Lagsdina from Riga doing Latvian tongue twisters, and so on. It's a little piece called Parts of Speech. There are a few other things besides Parts of Speech in it, but mainly it's a celebration of the many languages in Melbourne and how when they're stretched they all turn into these silly little melodies.
G'day.
Thank you.
geomantic amnesia.
So I feel...
Courage, focus.
Very good.
Because it's focus.
Good.
An attempt to resolve the dilemma of the postmodern.
Words, power, suffering with names.
With the three days, double and there. Black outfits.
They haven't seen it yet.
Quick, man, these bushes.
Yes, that's parts of speech.
Parts of speech. Well, how many languages?
I think there are about 40 in that one.
Wow.
And it was, it's by myself, Warren Burt. It's actually off a CD, which probably isn't available in the U.S., called Machine Messages, which was the first CD the Australian Computer Music Association put out about 2 years ago, and they've just released their second CD. We'll see about U.S. distribution for these things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you care to mention again who'll be performing tomorrow night?
That's right. Sponsored by the Spokane Contemporary Arts Alliance. In fact, I think it's their very first event, is it not? Yes, this is the inaugural event for the Spokane Contemporary Arts Alliance, and a worthy organization to support, because they're supporting us. And it will be at the Interplayers Theater, and it's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, with the reception at 6 o'clock. The performers are myself, Warren Burt, on computer and tuning forks and voice, Jaap Blanc on voice, Johanna Schmidt-Sistermans on monochord, 39-string monochord, Trimpin with his wonderful computer-controlled piano contraption, Dan Sen with his sound sculptures, and Jim Staley with his trombone. Costs $7. And like I say again, is at 7 p.m.
Tuning forks, can you make music with that?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do some more of that, maybe?
Yeah, in 1985, I built a set of tuning forks tuned according to ancient Greek scales, not according to Western scales.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this is a recording from a new Albion album, which is available in the U.S., called Austral Voices, music by, I think, seven Australian composers. This is a an excerpt from a piece of mine called Three Inverse Genera, which are, in fact, the ancient Greek scales. Mm-hmm. So we could hear a bit of that to go out with.
I'd like to thank both Warren Burt and also Jaap Blanc for being here tonight and telling us about this concert that's going to be coming up tomorrow night, Global Soundings. It will be at Interplayers at South 174 Howard in Spokane at 7 o'clock. And if you'd like more information about this concert, you can call 624-2615. This is KPBX-FM at 91.1 in Spokane.